Okay. You ready? First, on behalf of everybody, I'd like to thank y'all for not having a 6 and a 7.
You're welcome.
Could both of you talk about one of your goals about getting faster? You did it again today. Why it's significant on both sides of the well, on offense?
Yeah, John, you know, one of the things we did, and you've heard me say this a bunch, is right after the season, we sat down and we evaluated our team. Rick and I sat down, and that takes a lot of time. And then based on that, that's how you start the strategy of, you know, the free agency period, the draft period. And I think one of the things we identified while we were evaluating our team was, you know, how can we become, you know, a little faster, a little bit more athletic in certain areas. And so I think that's a goal that we had, but that wasn't the only goal. You know, obviously with the drafting of DJ Reader, you know, we're not drafting a guy that runs a 4.3 40 there. So, but it was part of the strategy heading into the offseason, and give Rick and his guys a lot of credit. They really identified a lot of guys that, fit that mold.
This question's for Rick. Rick, if you could take us through the three picks today, just generally your thumbnail on each guy and what you feel like they could add to your team.
Well, the first young man out of San Jose is another dynamic player. Again, if there's a theme to the draft, I think it's you know, adding dimensions, adding speed, that kind of thing. And he is a very versatile player. You know, a young man that has some return ability, but actually dual return ability in the sense that he could do some punts and maybe even kick off. So he'll be in that mix of guys that will be competing for that as well. And the versatility aspect of what he adds was what was attractive to us for him. And then the second two picks, you know, we did a lot of work, you know, with on the West Virginia safeties, both those guys, and we like both those guys, and really, you know, Dylan was a player who really took over that secondary when the other young man went down, and it's just an aggressive player. He's got some dual ability to come down in the box and also play in space. He's got some coverage ability, really competitive, high energy type of player. So we really like his skill set and like his playing temperament. And then you know, the big nose is a really good scheme fit. You know, high character young man, a really aggressive player. If you watch those last few games this year, he really has the ability to dominate and really play at a high level. And so, you know, we think both those two latter picks are good value picks for us.
Well, if you had to start tomorrow, play a game, who's the right defensive end?
Well, we don't have to play a game tomorrow. So that's a hypothetical.
Who are the candidates at the right defensive end?
We have a lot
end?
Of candidates. You know, we have you know, a number of guys on the defensive line job that are defensive line position that are versatile guys that can play defensive end, they can play nose. You know, so there's a number of guys. I'm not going to list the names. I think that's something that we start to think about as we head into the first week of phase two. You know, on Monday is the first day we can actually go out on the field and work with our guys. So there are a number of different things that we're going to look at, and we've really had a good weekend here, and we'll begin that process of putting it all together on the 90-man roster when the rookies get here. So a lot of moving parts right now, and we're looking forward to Monday and getting going.
Rick, this is the first time since 2002 that this team has went with offense in the first four rounds. Can you talk about the focus on offense and why you felt it was important to add more tools around the guys that you already have on offense?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with what Bill articulated with respect to how we looked at our football team and some of the goals that we had going into the offseason. And so that had something to do with it. Again, I talked last night about how the draft, you know, some of it is just how the board falls. And so we were fortunate to be in multiple positions where we had guys that we really liked at the corresponding values. We were able to take those guys, and they spoke to, you know, to the intent that we were looking for with respect to trying to get faster. So, you know, that's really what it's about. It was something that we were wanting to try to add to our football team, and we're fortunate that at those places where we took those players that they were available.
Bill, in terms of having guys overcome things and being a character building thing, how much when you see guys like Dylan that have overcome type 1 diabetes, or DJ who obviously had to grieve the loss of his father, how much does that kind of mean to somebody, seeing people that have overcome maybe some personal adversity and then how they respond to it?
Yeah, there's a number of guys that really that's one thing that struck me about a number of guys even in the last three drafts that I've been involved in, is how many guys are out there that have really been able to overcome adversity and mature and grow. And I think you see good examples of that in our draft class. You know, every one of these guys have faced adversity at some point in time during their college career, whether it was brought on by themselves or, you know, something that happened with their family or whatever it might be, an illness, like you said. And I think all of these guys have that trait of being able to overcome that adversity and be better for it. And they've all matured, and I think they're all excited about being here.
Bill, so much has been made about the speed, but what about the versatility? Seems like a lot of these guys can do multiple things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one thing that you guys know that we talk about all the time. You know, when on the 53-man roster and really, really eventually looking towards the 46-man roster on game day, which, you know, we're way away from that. But you have to have guys that have versatility, you know, because if you have one whole players at a number of positions, that's a difficult thing. If somebody were to get injured or there was something that you had to make a move during the game, you know, the versatile player is somebody that really helps you out a lot, whether it's a receiver or a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman and so on and so forth. So versatility with a number of these positions is important to us.
Bill, having Osweiler and all this speed now in offense, how can it change the offense?
Yeah, I think that's something we really have planned for. You know, just looking at the candidates that we may draft before the draft started, we really had a good plan for a number of different guys that if they were there and Rick decided to draft them, that we had plans for these guys. So, you know, we have a lot of things we have to work on tomorrow, really starting tomorrow, to get ready for Monday, but especially next week, getting ready for when the rookies get here for rookie minicamp, because we have a number of different guys that we've added now this weekend that make our offense a lot different in a number of different ways. And then there's certain parts of our offense that'll be the same. I'm talking about personnel groups. I'm talking about scheme. I'm talking about the whole thing. So we've got a lot of plans that we've already discussed, and now we're able to focus in on the ones that we're going to use for the players that we've drafted.
Rick, having made the trades that you made and now having this extra time and chance to, you know, recruit a little bit, make your pitch as you guys have already been doing, how much do you feel like that can be an advantage as you guys go through the undrafted process now and you have, you know, a few extra spots because of your limited amount of picks?
Well, I mean, obviously that, you know, we're restricted to what we can do until the draft is over. And so really the work has and the preparation has already been done. You know, the relationships have been built and the opportunities, you know, these players know. Now what happens is as we have, you know, added these players, that impacts some of the other guys' potential, you know, feeling about their ability to be here. And so those are things that we just will have to adjust. But our coaches and scouts have done a great job of being organized, and as soon as the draft is over, we'll be ready to roll with that.
Rick, on over here on Tyler Irvin, he touched the ball 371 times last year, only had two fumbles during his career. He scored touchdowns, rushing, receiving, kickoff, and punt returns. Those kinds of things, how much do they impact? What's your thinking?
Yeah, he's a dynamic football player, Mark. That's exactly right. And those stats are impressive, and for a smaller stature guy, he's not a little guy. He doesn't have a lot of height, but he is a tough, durable football player, and he does have good ball security, like you mentioned. And again, I just think with his skill set and his versatility, there are a lot of things that we could do with a young man.
Well, it looks like Miller's got all kinds of upside. How tempting is it to try to get him to do a lot, or do you focus at first on him just doing a little?
Yeah, that's something we talked about really late into the night last night. When, like I said before, when Rick picked Braxton, you know, we picked Braxton. That was something that we immediately started discussing because, you know, just as I said in the other answer, that, you know, he was a part of a number of these candidates that we knew if they came here, we'd have to have a plan for him. So we have a plan for Braxton. You can't throw everything at these guys right away because you have to give them a chance to learn and to be able to play fast, to be able to play the game at a good pace the way that they played in college. And so we're going to take it day by day with him and try to give him things that he can handle on a day-to-day basis. The one thing about him is he's football smart. When we spent time with him, he was able to, because of his quarterback background and then moving to receiver, he's got really high football intelligence, we believe. So we'll be able to give him a lot, but not overboard.
DeAndre Hopkins was very excited yesterday about having fewer double teams based on some of your picks. What, how do you see some of the moves you've made impacting, you know, what you're able to do with him?
Well, I think, first of all, these guys need to come in and do it so that he doesn't get double teamed. You know what I mean? So until they actually go out there and do it, and that's what they're going to come in here and do, then, you know, there's going to still be some double teams on a guy that caught 111 balls. You know, he's a great player. But, you know, I think one of the things that we looked at was, in some way, shape, or form, trying to give him some help. trying to get it where he could be more one-on-one and things like that. And I think that's what we've done with this offensive skill draft class. We've taken some guys that we think can really help us in space, help us at the receiver position, help us do a lot of different things, which in turn will help DeAndre, you know, free him up a little bit more.
For both of you guys, I guess, one position you guys didn't address was tight end. How confident are you guys in the tight end position right now?
Yeah, we're confident in it. You know, we see these guys. They've been back here for a couple of weeks now. Ryan Griffin, C.J. Fedorowicz, those two guys have really come back in great shape. They have a much deeper, better understanding of our offense, having now going into their third year with it. We feel confident about that position where we're at right now. Of course, you never as time wears on and, you know, roster management, all those different things, we're not even close to training camp. Anything can happen. But of the guys that we have in the building right now, we're confident in those guys.